This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a good one. It's an old one, right? Is this rat? Is this round and round rat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pull that.
Woo-hoo. What goes around comes around. I'll tell you why. Tinky doesn't know this song. Tinky's
no
listening
idea.
To Beethoven.
Beethoven.
And Queen.
Rachmaninoff.
Oh, jeez. This is a good one. All right. 11:05 on the fan. But does Spike approve? Because Rat is not a 90s band. It's an 80s band.
That's actually a Spike approved song in
really?
The system.
Attaboy, Spike. He's coming around. He's coming around. All right. So it's 11:05 here on the Fan Tinky and Tierney Show. By the way, today is day five, final day of our Tinky and Tierney Judges Chamber ticket takeover giveaway.
All right.
If I said get your ass up, we're going on Tuesday, and we're bringing you guys with us. We've already had four winners. So
yes.
And you could bring somebody. So four pairs of tickets, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's the final day. We'll do it in about 2 hours. We're taking over the entire chamber. We're going to the Hard Rock before. I talked to my guy, Pat. He's opening up the
rings,
the museum with all the replica, all 27, 26. The first one was a stopwatch. All the championship rings. So for the Instagram, the photo ops, we'll have a good time. Me and Tink are going. Hoff's going. Tiki's paying for everything in terms of drinks because he's got more money than me. It's going to be a good time, Tink.
Yep, we'll do that at 1 p.m.
Yes.
So be listening at 1 p.m. Come back.
Yes. Well, no, don't come back because
we'll
that
here.
Infers that you leave.
We'll
I mean, leave that stuff to me. Because you just basically told them to leave and then come back.
Oh, I mean, if you like
that's what you just said.
If you like the Giants, you stay.
Well, speaking of the Giants, and we'll get back to these calls here in a little bit, 877-337-6666. But just to incorporate the Giants, listen, we're not going to get on the air and break down, oh, third and five, what you do? But from an not a preseason game, we will during the regular season, from an execution, from a transfer of what the coaches wanted to the huddle, to all the mechanical aspects of a new coaching staff, what did you see?
Look, the Giants went on a drive right down the field. They didn't score a touchdown, but they got inside the tight red zone and kicked the field goal. I was pleased with the first drive of the season. Obviously, the preseason, the New England Patriots played nobody. It was all backups on their squad, but it didn't matter. Because at this point, for Brian Daboll and his staff, it's just about execution. Right, we're going to put you in positions, go execute. We're not going to have all the bells and whistles, the shifts, the motions, the flanking Saquon out as a wide receiver, the wildcat with Kadarius Toney, who didn't play in this game, as the quarterback, or Wandell Robinson. He didn't even have a target in the game, Wandell Robinson. So we didn't see the full expansion of what this offense is going to look like. But there were a couple of things to take away. And one, and you mentioned it, BT, as a tease, and you bring it back up now, this wide receiver room is going to get really interesting for the New York Giants. And part of it is because they have some talent that's going to be counted on to be stalwarts for Daniel Jones. Kadarius Toney is one. Wandell Robinson, we mentioned.
He's very mature. We met him at camp.
Very, very.
He emits a lot of good things.
Yeah, 100%.
Smart. Very. I liked him a lot.
Yep. The other one should be Kenny Golladay, who's on a big deal and
stealing money. This guy
supposed to be. I don't know. I don't. Whatever he's supposed to be, he's not being. And he looks slow out there. Yeah, Daniel Jones he could have made a better throw, got a little bit higher, put it in a place where only Kenny Golladay could get it, but he didn't look good. And the reason that's problematic for Kenny Golladay is because Colin Jackson, his fumble aside, looked really good. If those don't know, he's number 15 out there. He and Tyrod Taylor had a great connection all throughout the day, as did another one of the backups, Richie James, who's had a phenomenal camp. He scored the touchdown in this game from Tyrod Taylor. So that wide receiver room is deep. Maybe not like all pro, perennial Pro Bowl level players. Maybe Kadarius Toney is one of those guys, but maybe not that. But it's deep, and they have skills, and they're going to challenge the Giants' mind on Kenny Golladay. They really are. Now, he's tied in because of his contract for at least another year, but I feel like Brian Daboll and his staff and Mike Groh, who is the wide receiver coach, obviously I know him well. He was my quarterback at the University of Virginia. They're going to have to make some tough decisions on who plays. Forget making the team. Like, who's playing for this team? I think that's one of the takeaways that that I saw in this game last night. The other one is this kid, Darian Beavers, who's from Cincinnati. He's a linebacker. Number
good program last couple of years.
Very good, very good program. He's you know how I always talk about, like, the hybrid guy, like the hybrid position player? Mm-hmm. Is he a linebacker? Is he a safety?
Yeah, sure.
Like the
Ravens drafted from Notre Dame, something like that. Even though he's pretty much more of a safety,
right.
But
and
what
Isaiah,
will you do with him?
And Isaiah Simmons.
Simmons is a better example.
Who
yes,
was from Clemson, Arizona.
A couple years ago.
But the danger with that guy is you get lost. Like, you get, like, you're a tweener, but in a tweener where you can't be impactful.
Mm-hmm.
This kid Beavers, I think, might have a chance to be that impactful tweener, because he's a linebacker, but at Cincinnati. Their defense was so varied. Like, he was everywhere, right? They had him covering in the slot. They had him playing linebacker, making tackles in holes. They had him playing safety, dropping all the way back. So he's kind of being groomed to be this, like the
almost
play caller.
Almost like Peppers kind of thing?
Like the play caller.
Uh-huh.
Like the, because in Wink Martindale's system, the play caller is the safety.
Yes.
But if you could have a hybrid who's also a linebacker, It makes it really interesting.
What's this kid weigh off the top of your head?
230.
Did you? I know when you broke down practice the other day when we were out of camp. Did you actually see him?
Did
you stand next to him?
I did not.
I was curious what you thought about how he.
He's tall though.
Yeah.
So he's probably actually he's listed bigger than he looks on tape, and maybe it's his number. 250 he is.
Okay.
6'3" and a half.
Huh?
So
it's great size.
He's a big kid.
Yeah.
Made great instinctual reads last night. Busting up a screen. I liked what I saw from some of these young players that the Giants have brought in.
There
this
you
year.
Go.
And he's a 6th-round pick, right? He's not even. He's not like, oh, they stole him in the 3rd round. I mean, he like fleeced the league, and if
he's what you think he might be
as a 6th-round pick.
I mean, I'll leave that stuff, especially like 6th-round stuff, until I actually see him play.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that, because Giant fans want to hear that, just like Jet fans want to hear it when it comes to the Jets. But
yep.
What I want to go back to very quickly before we get back to these calls here is the depth at the wide receiver room, because there's nothing worse than in any sport, and the Knicks have had this a lot over the years. A new regime comes in.
Yep.
And you're married to baggage because of the contract.
That's right.
Now, the one thing we know about Joe Douglas, and again, if Zach Wilson is the guy, then we can say, okay, he nailed it with that. So he gets a little separation or a lot of separation from other GMs that the Jets have had. But one thing he has already distinguished himself very well at, and made a name for himself, the contracts.
Yeah.
He makes great contracts. Like, Corey Davis doesn't play that well. Even if he does play well, you cut him, it's nominal.
That's right.
He is a very smart contractor, for lack of a better description. And Gettleman was the exact opposite.
You're right.
Gettleman was flinging money, self-preservation, trying to save his own behind. I get it. I'm not taking shots. He's gone. He didn't do a good job. We know that. But that was a desperate signing, and it was a sloppy signing. And the best part, though, if you have some depth in that wide receiver room with some viable options, even if they're not stars, you can say to Kenny, take a seat.
Yeah.
I don't care how much money you're making.
That's exactly
Our
right.
Our culture starts now.
That's exactly right.
That's a good thing.
Because that matters. That matters a lot. And the reason I bring up the kid, Colin Johnson, is because he's big. He's big, tall, wide receiver, which the Giants don't have a ton of, right? So it's just, you got a guy that's 6'6". He's like 225. He's huge. Now, he had a bad fumble. It was just awareness. I got to call Dable tomorrow and tell him, look, go look at some of my old through contact tapes.
We got to get the fumble guru on the phone. Get Tiki on line one. This kid coughed it up.
Center that ball. Get the ball in the center of your chest when you feel contact, right?
High and tight, Tiki.
High and tight doesn't matter. Just get it in the center of your chest.
Uh-huh.
When someone's coming near you, stick it in your chest, off ball, off hand, across ball hand, and go to the ground like that or run through contact like that. Don't try to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool calls his turnovers.
That's right. You always tell me there's, what, four pressure points on holding the ball, right? Is it four?
It's four. So one is the most important one is your elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Your elbow's got to be to your side, not like across your chest, but it's got to be down to your side. The second one is the ball, and it's got to be firmly in your forearm. The third one is your hand, like where your hand is. And the fourth is up in your chest, like cross your chest. So elbow, forearm, hand, you know, grip the right way with the two fingers. Sometimes people use three or four, but whatever. And then most importantly, across your chest. And in contact, cover that thing up, man. Center it in the center of your chest, and nobody can hit it out.
Love it. All right, let's get back to the phones here on Tiki and Tierney. 877-337-6666. So, obviously, the Jets are still in play, Zach, tonight. But we want to incorporate some of the things that Tiki just touched on for the G-Men last night as well. Let's get Milton in Brooklyn on the fan with Tiki and Tierney. Milton, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Let me tell you something right now. I am hyped up, and the biggest difference that's what's making me hype is the fact that this kid did gain weight, that this kid is showing that he cares.
Yeah.
The fact that this offensive line was good last year. We got Brown. We have a beast running back. People are sleeping on this rookie running back, plus the running back we had. We added speed at wide receiver. Our defensive line is strong. Now we got a lockdown corner, and yes, Sauce is going to be called Sauce right after week one. Yeah. He is a lockdown corner. You got Reed, and I would love Tiki to get his brother on to talk about this kid Whitehead, who nobody's talking about. That is a sleeper pickup. You bring your brother on. You talk about the secondary whenever
you can. Request
that's
here, bro.
Get requests. You got to make
DeBrickashaw and Rondé.
Ferguson, yes. Got it.
All right. I'll write him right now. I'll get him on right now.
Get him on today.
I should.
Call him. He's probably playing golf right now.
Oh, he's definitely. He's definitely playing golf. Definitely playing golf.
Go ahead, Milt.
I got to ask him about Tom Brady, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
What's up? Go
Tom
ahead,
Brady,
Milton.
He's gone for 10 days.
No. Didn't you see the news? So Tom Brady is he's away from the team for personal reasons.
Please don't hang up on me.
No. He's away from the team for personal reasons until after next weekend's game. So not even this weekend's game. He's not coming back till the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So
Tiki, real quick.
What's up?
We're in New York. We don't care about Tom Brady. Now listen, let me tell you something right now, guys. I know this is going to be a crazy statement, but this team is going to make a turn, and every year you're going to find that the surprise wild card team, and I'm calling it right now, Milton from Brooklyn, the Jets will be a wild card team this year and shock the world.
Ooh.
And before I hang up, the Mets fans, real quick, when I grew up in the 80s, the Mets fans, all they told me was, you always buy championships. And now the Mets fans in 2022, go Stevie, Uncle Stevie, spend that money. Now it's awesome. The Mets fans, when I grew up, or recently, great regular season. Who cares? You won 100 games, but you haven't won a World Series since 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Mets are having this great regular season. They want to pound their chest, and they want to talk about how great they are. And every announcer is bringing up the record, 73 and this and that. All of a sudden, the regular season greatness means something? Wow.
All right, Milton, let me give you a little advice here, all right? You got to read the room better. You got to read it better. You got to read it. The Mets have a better record. No, hold on. The Mets have a better record, okay? The Mets just beat the Yankees twice. The Mets right now look like, doesn't mean that they're going to hold on to this, but they look like the best team in baseball.
Mm.
So let's not throw the slings and arrows, or rocks or stone. Let's just kind of be a little quiet and let's worry about our own house. Because right now the Yankees look terrible. Let's just keep it in the lane that we need to be. Now, that's not saying it won't change.
Yeah.
But right now is not the time to be chirping.
Y'all stink while we've lost 12 out of our last. 12 of our last. I remember that they've lost. They haven't been good.
I think it was 7 of 8. It's a 33-game run. It's on my phone. It's on my notes from yesterday's show. It's not good. The last 33 games, the ERA is 4.74, and they're 4-14 in their last 18. Obviously, when they've lost by two runs or fewer, they're losing tight games. They've been blown out a few times. They're not doing well on the bases. They're not hitting. The bullpen's a mess. Milton, shh. 877-337-6666. Big Zoo is jacked up for his Metsies tonight. Oh, but you can't really watch him. Where you got to go through hoops to watch him, right?
Geez.
This pain in the ass Amazon. I hate this stuff. I mean, whatever it is.
It's Apple. Right?
Apple. Another pain in the ass.
But the Yankees will be on Amazon, so we won't have any baseball on TV tonight.
It's the worst, dude. You know, it's really driving me
crazy. That is amazing.
It's driving me crazy. I saw a tweet.
Hey, but you know what? The Jets are on. Got the Jets.
Well, that's, listen, the first two series, that's all that matters to me. Do not call me. Do not text me. Do not do anything to me.
That's funny.
Howie Rose's tweet from an hour ago. He wrote, looks like tonight's game is on HGTV3 or Bravo or something. So we'll gladly welcome our expanded listening audience. Wayne Randazzo and I will be here for you on CBS 880. I think tomorrow it's on the Weather Channel Plus, but no worries. It's not an exclusive. He's actually a fairly witty tweeter.
That is pretty witty.
I like witty tweets.
That's funny.
He's good at his job, too. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. We've got our Judges Chamber contest a little later. We're talking about the Giants from last night, the prospects, the early returns. Obviously, it's early. But really, the increased expectations for Zach Wilson. If you just tuned in, I said at the start of the show, we will know by the bye. We will know by the bye, not if he's going to be a star, but we will know by the bye if the Jets drafted the right guy. Tiki and Tiki.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
On the Fan. This tweet from Kevin Durant. I get it. You know, it's your guy, so, you know, you believe it, and I respect that, but can somebody please educate him about the 92 Olympic Dream Team? So KD just tweeted, I guess the boardroom, and it looks like Kevin actually deleted this. But the boardroom had a little video of the Olympic gold team, LeBron, Carmelo, CP3, Helk, of course, Kobe, Kevin, and others. And he's like, out of respect for the sport, I won't say this was the best team ever, but bleep, it was the best. Never mind. And I understand representing your path. I get that. But, dude, Larry Bird. Well, hold on. Michael Jordan.
Yeah, exactly.
Larry Bird. Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley, still in his prime, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, John Stockton. I mean, come on, Kevin.
Yeah.
Stop.
You're right.
Stop.
And Christian Laettner.
How the hell did he make the team? I mean, he was one of the greatest college players of all time, but still.
I actually heard the story.
Because they had to get the tall white guy.
No, he told me the story.
Him in uniform.
Because I think it came down to him and Shaq as the college player.
Okay.
And I can't.
I think I've heard this too.
You're 100% right.
Yeah, right? I figured what I can't was the
remember,
reasoning behind
I can't the remember the reasoning. The reasoning was.
I think they just thought that Leitner was a better fit for the team.
Yeah.
His game fit better.
I think it was literally that. That he was a better fit.
Better passer,
they
more
had
adaptable.
Ewing, they had Robinson.
They didn't need a massive, you know, 300-pound center to block, clog up the lane.
I was so proud when Ewing made that team. And our boy Mullen.
Yeah.
I mean, man, oh, man, imagine. I mean, you know, I know Chris pretty well, the whole family. But just, I can't even imagine. I mean, you played, so you see it so differently. But we all wanted to be Chris growing up in the neighborhood. This guy felt like we had a chance. But, you know, when you're 11, 10, now you don't think realistically. I just, the guy was on the 92 Olympic Dream Team. Wow. So, yeah, that team would have smoked Kevin Durant's team. He's doing TV for the Warriors. He's back on the West Coast.
Went back out west.
Yeah, back on the West Coast, back in Northern California, you know, living his best life, playing a little bit of golf, doing his, still in great shape, yeah. You know.
He was good to us when he was here with St. John's. Come on all the time.
He's the best. He's been good. He's one of my all-time favorite people and obviously players. All right, let's get back to the calls here. Let's get Dan and Poughkeepsie on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Danny?
What up, Dan? Dan A. Oh,
that annoys me so much. Dan.
No, he had a good
report. This kills me, man.
He had a good report, I believe.
Come on,
for Giants training camp.
I'm going to hang up on him.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stand like they got you on speaker or that. Those four, and of course, I'm making it worse by belaboring it, I'm sure. But like those 5 seconds of nothing, they drive me crazy.
You just gave us 5 seconds of nothing in our first hour when I asked you whether you thought Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but that was a theatrical pause.
That was a contemplative,
yes,
intentional pregnant pause.
That's true. That was a weapon. Freddie in Deer Park is on the Fan. What's up, Fred?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, Fred.
How you doing, man?
Pleasure to speak to the host of my all-time favorite sports talk show.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. I had a question about Joe Douglas' 2020 draft. I have an opinion on it.
Go ahead.
And a comment about Saleh.
Okay.
The thing about the draft, do you think it was his 2020 draft was as bad as it was because he really couldn't personally interview the prospects? Everything had to be done over Zoom.
I mean,
couldn't get a read on them.
I mean, you might be right.
Hold on. How'd the other teams do? Yeah. Let's be fair. Well, other teams crushed it.
Well, I think, here's the thing with it. If that was the case, so you're kind of guessing, like, oh, man, is Ashton Davis really that? Like, should we take a reach? If you're doing that at all, you don't draft him. You go get the sure thing who was a star in college. You know what I mean? So. Mm-hmm. You could say it was an excuse, but it's not a good one because at the end of the day, the eye in the sky don't lie. Just go watch those guys that balled and get drafted.
Yeah,
those kids.
And the other teams had to deal with the same circumstance.
That's
right. Like COVID was just here.
That's right. And yeah, I think
it's an interesting question, though.
It is a good question because I think a lot of teams had that problem. Like, who is this guy? Forget how he plays, but it's more, is he going to fit in our culture?
Yes.
Right? What is he like?
Yes.
Is he disruptive or is he a good dude? Is he like crazy? Like, who is he? And if you can't, sit in a room with someone, you can't know that.
You can't gauge it.
You can't gauge it at all.
Well, that's it. Because his other drafts have been pretty good.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So that was the only factor I could think of. That's why the first one wasn't good at all. And real quick, my comment on Saleh. Guy called in before and said about the coaching staff.
Yeah,
Parcells was 3-13 his first year.
Almost got fired.
And I'm not going to compare Saleh. What was that?
Almost got fired.
Almost got fired. Exactly.
Yep.
So I'm not going to compare Saleh to Parcells yet, but it's his first time. He's a coordinator. You gotta slow your roll a little bit. Give these guys a chance.
No, we are. Nobody's. I'm sorry, Fred, that you were. Thanks for the call there, but I don't know that anybody's turning up the heat on Saleh yet. I think with Joe Douglas, it's a little different because Joe, with the quarterback, the other draft picks, he's been in the building a lot longer. I mean, Saleh's thought to be one of the brilliant minds that with great connectivity to people.
Yeah,
it's a good starting point.
I think
like him.
I don't.
Plus,
think,
he looks like.
I don't think the caller called before. Talking about Saleh was maligning him. I think he was just saying he's young. As a head coach, we haven't seen him as a head coach. He's not knocking him
because
I think he is a good head coach. I think he's straightforward. He's got the right demeanor. You can tell he's a really good leader of men. I'd honestly like to see him more emotional.
It's funny. I was just going to say that.
Right.
He was almost too cautious, and I understand that.
Yeah.
It's a transitional period. Year went on, he became a little more demonstrative.
Yeah,
like, that's the guy that was running stairs in San Francisco and looking like the bald bull with veins popping out of his neck and his head.
Exactly.
Screaming.
Doing curls in your spare time.
Love it. All right, so honest question for you. Answer it honestly.
Okay.
Who's better looking, me or Robert Saleh? Because we're very, very similar looking. Who's better looking?
I'll give it to Saleh for his ethnicity. Because he's ethnic. He's ethnic.
Yeah, he does bring that that little flair. I hear he's got, I understand. He's got a better tan as well.
Yes.
Got a better tan.
It's more melanin naturally in his skin.
He's also got a better body. So, yeah, I guess it probably is Saleh. You're probably right. Let's get Edwin and Tribeca on the Fan. Edwin, it's Tiki and Tierney. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. I don't get to call as much, but I'm always listening. You know,
I appreciate that, man.
Awesome.
The Odyssey app got me.
The free Odyssey app, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Tiki, I'm a Jets fan.
Yep.
There's a disgruntled player out in Chicago. Maybe we could have moved him to the other side. Is this the better signing in Brown, or we could have maybe gave up a draft pick with something a little better down the line?
Yeah,
you got another
talking about Roquan Smith?
Are you talking about Roquan Smith?
Linebacker?
Yes. Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's good. Let's get him as well. I thought the same thing.
That'd be amazing.
Let's go.
I mean, it's still to be determined. Don't hang up because we won't dump you quick. It's still to be determined whether or not C.J. Mosley fully fits into this system. Like he became.
How many years you need here? I mean,
I know that's my point.
He's gone after this year. All probability.
But he changed who he is to fit what Ulbrich. You know, Coach Ulbrich wants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he lost some weight, became a more sideline-to-sideline guy.
Had a good year.
He did.
Played well last year.
But he's a banger, man. And so, Roquan Smith is a stud. The challenge with getting Roquan Smith is it's going to cost you.
Okay.
For a trade this late, post, you know, training camp start, it's going to cost you
a lot. How about
you
give him Denzel Mims? I mean, I'm saying it's a starting point. And multiple twos.
Maybe. But that's probably not even enough. Because this guy's a franchise player.
Yeah.
So
BT, we Knicks fans. We Knicks fans. I know you like to play a little over and under.
We here.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Over or under Donovan Mitchell gets traded. Okay, let's start with the over. Due to the disgruntledness going on in Brooklyn, Durant's recent meetings in London.
Uh-huh.
Or under Donovan Mitchell doesn't get traded yet because the Knicks are more waiting on the penalty. What's going to happen with the tampering charge? Because that's another draft pick there. I'll hang up and listen.
Well, that was a convoluted over under.
Yeah.
Now, thanks for the call, Ed. But I'm trying to. I want to make sure I understood. If you're asking me, and I love over unders, but if you're asking me, do I think that Donovan Mitchell will be a Nick? But then you incorporated the Durant stuff.
No, he's
so what
just,
did you hear, Teague? I want to make sure I answered the question properly for him. I'm not trying to be a jerk,
he's wondering if Donovan Mitchell is going to get traded.
Yes.
I don't know what the KD had to do with it.
I mean, he lost me on that.
Maybe it was because...
Over under, who's dealt first?
Yeah.
Is that where he was going?
Is KD dealt first or Donovan Mitchell? Or are they going to wait because they're going to figure out the tampering charge?
It was
three tiers, so there's three choices. That's the problem. It wasn't just binary. It was three choices.
I thought it was a little... You know, misdirection, you know, a few audibles off the initial call.
Just answer that.
I think Donovan
Mitchell
will eventually be a Nick.
Yes. Do you think they're waiting because of the tampering charge?
No. I think that they're waiting because they got the best to offer and they're finally not suckers for the first time in a long time. Knicks actually have smart people running the show. So I think that that's the case.
There's no urgency right now.
No urgency right now. And I also think with Durant, I think all you need to know about Kevin Durant is... He said, trade me 2 months ago. He's still here. He said, get rid of the head coach and the GM. Not going to happen. So, Kevin, get used to hearing no. Okay?
Yeah.
Or you can sit out. Your call. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney here on The Fan. All righty, 11:44 on The Fan. It's Tiki and Tierney, 877-337-6666. We got you till 2. That is Carton Roberts. By the way, Zoo, I know Craig is out. Is Joe back today?
Yes, sir. We got a second day of Joe and Evan.
Joey B. So you guys
we'll
have
try.
To check.
We'll get him in here.
What's that?
Let's get him in here this
true.
Time.
We have to get him in. Well, he also has to walk in the studio 10 minutes before the show for that to happen. But this was awesome. And we've got a great, you know, production crew. We really do some really good. Izzo's great. Gallo's great. We have Beningo walking into the studio with Edwin Diaz's trumpets playing.
No, really?
It is phenomenal.
I didn't see it yet.
Oh, here we go. Bro.
Did he appreciate it?
I don't think he heard it because it was edited in after
they're like, hey, Joe,
walk through the door, the camera's behind him, then post-production, they laid the track down.
Nice.
Like Dr. Dre. but then he walks into our studio, and it's really, I tweeted it out on my Twitter account, if you guys want to go check it out. It's really cool. It's probably about 30 seconds. Just open it up. You get to see the station, too, so if you... Want to see a little bit behind the scenes and see Joe walking in like the hero that he is returning home. You got to check it out. It's awesome. 877-337-6666. That's our number. Coming up in 15, we're going all in. Coming up at 1220, Yankee tickets. We'll give you a chance to win those. And coming up at 1, the final installment of our Tiki and Tierney Judges Chamber takeover, where we're going to fill the entire chamber on Tuesday. We're all going. I'm going. Teague's going. Hoff's going. And we want you to go as well. So your final chance to win today. Let's get back to the phones. Mike is up in New Rochelle talking about a little baseball there. What's up, Mike? How you doing today?
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing this afternoon? Have a good weekend to both of you upcoming.
Appreciate it. You as well.
Last time I spoke to you, Becton went down. I remember the other day, I was like the first call after Becton went down. Tiki had gotten up to go to the Giant practice or whatever it was. Now I know why they didn't ask you to go into the practice, because they probably thought you were Coach Sala. But anyway, step right up. Biggest show on turf, man. We got squirrels. We got polar bears. We got rumbling rhinos. We got Terminators, the Grominators, the Mad Max, and holding it all together, we got Buck Eastwood with that Clint stare of death that he just looks at into these umpires' eyes.
Big Yankee fan, aren't you, Mike?
I don't think they lost the challenge, but they're going to step down Philadelphia's throat this weekend.
Oh,
Philadelphia's
nice.
Going to be off the map. Hey. One down, Atlanta right behind them, second one off the map, and here comes Houston. Because you notice I'm not even saying anything about the Yankees anymore. Have a good weekend, guys.
Or the Dodgers or the Padres. You're going right to the Astros. Attaboy. You eliminate the Phillies. I mean, I don't even look at the Phillies as a real threat anyway. But and at this point, the Braves with the separation and the way the Mets schedule shapes up. I mean, you get to, when they wrap up, I think the Dodgers series ends on, maybe Zoo, back me up on this. But the Dodgers series, I believe, ends on September 1. And then in succession, they've got 16 games, like you're playing the Pirates twice, the Cubbies, mm-hmm. the Nationals. I said the Cubs. Even later on, I think in the penultimate, one of the final series, you're playing the A's, who are wretched. They've given everybody away. I mean, if the Mets just play five, and I know that this seems like the, you know, almost like, oh, we're just trying, no. But at the worst, even if they go,
well, there's 50 games
four,
left.
Even if they went 4-6, I'm not saying they will, in their next 10, they're still going to win the division.
No, you're right.
The schedule's a joke.
Right. What you were about to say, I think, and you could think of it this way. If they're a couple of games above 500 the rest of the way, they still win 100 games. You know what I mean? So it's still, like, they're in a great position to win the division. The Braves and the Phillies, I mean, they'd have to be significantly above 500 in order to, you know, get to that 100 plus game territory. So, mm-hmm.
By the way, did you see who's lining up against the Yankees next time the Yanks and the Mets meet? You see this little pitching matchup? Who do you think, from the Mets' point of view?
From the Scherzer versus
Scherzer
Cole?
And DeGrom are both pitching. If there's no rainouts or injuries,
will we get Cole and Nestor?
Yeah, we'll probably get Herman and
gets called up.
Yeah, that they call up from the minors. You know. That would be. I actually want to see that. Like, I don't think that the Yankees will beat. I know that they won't beat both of them.
I mean,
will dominate them.
They couldn't beat them when it wasn't Scherzer.
But I want to see that. Like, that's something as a Yankee. I want to see that. I want to sit down and I want to see.
You want to be in Yankee Stadium and watch.
Yes.
Your Yankees.
Yes.
Get dominated.
Yeah.
By
Look,
Max
I'm not
Scherzer.
Dominated. Don't
get
slip
dominated
that in there, dude.
By Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom. That's what you're asking for?
No, I want to see the Yankees dig into the box against two of the three, four best pitchers in the world.
Yeah, like they did with Luis Castillo.
Yeah, I didn't say it was going to work out favorably. You can try to, jab me all you want. I'm not saying that they're going to hit those guys. I'm just saying, to me, that's the ultimate theater of sport.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's what you want.
Of course it is.
I mean, you don't want to face some jobber. You want to face somebody who knows what they're doing, right, Sue? Come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to face the world champ. I'm not trying to take on, my man. I was trying to think of the Brooklyn Brawler.
Oh, Steve Lombardi.
Yeah.
My guy.
What do you mean your guy? You liked him?
No, he's actually before my time. But
yeah, he was horrendous. I mean, I know he became an executive or, you know, he moved up the level, but as a wrestler, he was terrible. Steve Lombardi?
Oh, yeah. God. Took the job.
He was a jobber. Everybody waxed him, and then he became the Brooklyn Brawler, and they gave him a little push and a little pie. He never really got over, but anyway, let me just throw this out there.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of mentioned it yesterday. Zoo, I'm going to have you answer this because you are a devout Met fan. You're rocking the Met shirt. I tweeted it earlier. Zoo, I need your answer on this. So, we all know what Keith Hernandez said the other night. We all know about the Phillies. We know. Phillies responded, right? A little bit in the booth, having a little fun with it. Philly fans are obviously incensed. Too bad. Get over it. But, is there any part of you that enters this series with extra angst given the possibility of number 17 mushing things?
Oof. That's a tough one because I don't think he really mushed anything, especially when, like you said before, we're talking about the schedule that looks terrible. The rest are not terrible, but in terms of
it's pretty
easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Yeah.
But in that perspective, I'm very concerned because I want to see them crush Philly this weekend. I want to see them play well versus Atlanta. I want to see them crush Philly again next weekend because this is the last time that we're playing legitimately really good playoff teams.
Well, you're playing the Dodgers. I think you have one more with the Dodgers, right?
Yeah. Well, that's at the end of the month, you know?
Yep.
But this stretch right here, this is it. And I need above 500 in this stretch. And you're not going to get above 500 if you don't take at least two out of three.
There's no question. I'm just thinking from my point of view. Like, if I'm watching the YES Network and let's say, I mean, Beltran would never say this, and I don't think maybe. Let's say, I don't even know if O'Neill would, but let's just say O'Neill said something like Keith said, all right? And, you know, tongue in cheek, but and you're playing a team that, you know, 12, 13 games up on, they're basically, or 10 game, whatever it is, and they're drowning, and they, up until the last couple of weeks, they haven't shown much life, and you throw a little zing out there, and everybody responds to it, and now you're playing them.
Yeah.
I would have laughed at the comment because there's a sense of good.
But he's not. I mean, he's the team.
No, he calls
the game, but he's not representing the team.
I understand that. But talking about karma. I'm talking about Philly fans.
And by the way, he's also kind of factually wrong.
Well, I know he is. True, because the Phillies have been playing very well for a while now. No, I get that.
The Phillies have 49 errors on the season, which is fifth fewest in baseball.
Yeah. So, no, he's definitely wrong on that.
He's wrong.
From the fielding and from the actual performance point of view.
The other Philadelphia team, I mean, the Pennsylvania team, they stink.
The Pirates?
I know. 77
errors. But I'm saying, if O'Neill said that, and the Yankees were playing the team, whether it's Toronto, the Orioles, the Red Sox, Tampa, whomever, that he said that about, I would just want to get past this weekend. Like, okay, you said what you said. I know you said it tongue-in-cheek. It's not a big deal, but now I just want to win and move on.
I see what you're saying.
That's what I mean.
Now you feel like there's that gamemanship.
Well, there's that possible karma effect.
Yeah, but there's also some gamemanship here. If the Phillies, say the Phillies win the first two, right? And all of a sudden it's like, damn it, Keith, what did you do that for?
That's what I mean.
Because now they beat DeGrom and Scherzer?
Yeah, and they're going to be talking about it. And they're going to be talking about it.
That's right.
Right? Oh, Keith Hernandez said that, you know, we play bad baseball. How do you like that bad baseball?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I don't really think this necessarily comes to fruition.
Nah,
but I'd like to cross this bridge and just keep it moving. That's all I'm saying, you know?
As a Mets fan.
If you're a Mets fan. What's that, Zoo?
Crush Philly. That's it.
There you go. Short and sweet. Frank's in Manhattan on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's up, guys? You guys are the best for the business.
Thank you,
man. That's all I got to say about
Appreciate it.
Did you see the video the other day, a couple days ago, when one of the players got hit and SNY focused on Buck Showalter?
Yes.
Yes.
And his eyes were moving back and forth. And it was like a red.
Yes. Red. I said that. I said that on the production. Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy.
It's funny.
That was good. And then when they play Billy Joel, sing us a song, You're the Piano Man, then he says, I get my drinks for free.
Yeah.
He mentions the manager.
Yeah.
When he mentioned the managers in the song, Buck Showalter's face shows up with a smile on the scoreboard. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
That I didn't catch. I didn't catch that part. No.
SNY has been really good.
SNY is awesome.
They've been so good catching all that stuff.
Yep. Let me ask you a question now.
Mm-hmm.
Max Scherzer got 3 years, right?
Yes.
3-year contract.
Yes,
that
correct.
Means when he retires, the Yankees still have Jared Cole still pitching.
And at that point, probably roughly 4 or 5 more years after that.
That's
yes,
right.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, what's your point of inserting that there, Frank?
Yeah, I know. Why are you jabbing the Yankee fan right now?
Exactly, because I get a lot of jabs for Yankee fans. Let me give you another statistic.
Here we go.
The highest success rate of replay.
I'm going to say
in terms of when they challenge?
Let's say Buck.
Yes, 80%, the most in majors.
And by the way, the one that I think the most recent one that he got wrong, well, he actually got it right. Thanks for the call, Frank. But it was not applied to reverse it, so he maintained the challenge. That was when Nimmo went down, when they were trying to turn two. And he was tagged with the glove without the ball.
Yeah.
And Buck was able to maintain the challenge, but they didn't actually satisfy the challenge.
I know what you mean, yeah. So he kept the essence of the challenge. Even though he was wrong, he kept it. Yeah,
because the interpretation of the umpire signaling the wrong thing to the runner, it's a little bit down a rabbit hole where, you know, you could say, well, and that's what Buck was saying. You called him out, he stopped.
Yes.
If you called him safe, which he was, he would have gotten up and run 7-8 feet to second base and made it.
That's right.
Despite the throw from first base. So, now, SNY does a really good job. I've said this a lot. And I can say this even as a Yankee fan. And I love the Yankee broadcast. I do. The production value is great. I think they're good. I like there's a little bit more. It's a looseness with SNY that I think is very easy to appreciate.
Well, it almost mirrors what's happening on the field too. Like, I think it's always.
But
been,
even when they were bad, I was getting ready to say that.
It's
stuffy because yes isn't stuffy.
It's
I don't mean that at
been
all.
That way. With Keith and Cohen, the booth over there,
with Ronnie, the
Mets booth. It's always been that way.
Yeah, and Kiner.
Yeah.
Kiner was like that too.
But because the Mets are playing
not goofy,
that,
but he had fun.
Because they're playing that way now. Mm-hmm. Like they're and we said it the other day, they're characters. Right? It's like they're all these different characters and they're all interesting. It's like nobody is unlikable on the Mets, right? Whether because they play well or because they're just characters, right? Francisco with his hair and Vogelbach with his body, Pete Alonso's nickname.
Scherzer with his intensity, just the way he acts in the dugout, his intensity for sure. Yeah. I mean, even the other day when DeGrom, when Edwin
with the trumpet.
I got to tell you, that is good. When DeGrom, I mean, when they had the entire warm-up session on and you just hear music, and nobody's saying a word. Gary's laying out. That was amazing. Mm-hmm. Like,
well, you know what?
I'm not even a Mets fan. I enjoyed that. I'm like, this guy's the best pitcher in baseball. This is cool.
You know what it does? It makes you feel like you're actually in the ballpark.
I agree with that. Yes,
as opposed to sitting at home listening to someone have a talk radio show.
100%. No, it does. But I thought it brought like an intensity and an intimacy that doesn't always transfer through the TV screen.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very well
That's
done.
What you get when you're at the ballpark.
Yeah. I got you. I would agree with that. 877-337-6666. Coming up, we are going all in on this Friday here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.